When you create something, it's yours by law. But what if you don't want to keep it to yourself? What if you want others to share or modify your creation without having to ask permission first? Welcome to the Big Commons for day 14 of NAPOD POMO. Hello, my name is Dave and welcome to day 14 of my NAPOD POMO series for 2020. Today I want to talk about Creative Commons. It is something I did threaten I was going to talk about a few days ago. Now, when you create something, be that music or artwork or a recording of your spoken voice, like this, you have full copyright to that something. This means that if anyone tries to do something with it, recreate it, modify it, give it away to someone else, sell it to someone else, you have the force of law behind you to sue for any number of legal reasons. Let's say, for example, I wanted to create a cover version of Led Zeppelin's track Stairway to Heaven. And actually, there's nothing to stop me from doing that. But if I decided to release it as a single, even if I didn't charge for it, and I didn't gain explicit permission from Led Zeppelin's management, they could come after me for breach of copyright, and quite rightly so. But let's say I was the creator of that or any piece of music, art, whatever, and I wanted to make it so that someone else didn't need to come to me to ask if they could create another version of it. I'd want to retain copyright, obviously, that's mine by default, but relinquish some of my rights to others implicitly. Enter Creative Commons. Creative Commons is a licensing mechanism by which you can say that you're happy to allow use of your creative work under certain conditions. These are the conditions from the least restrictive upwards. First, do what you like. That one's called CC0, and it's effectively the same as putting something into the public domain. The next one is, whatever you do with my creation, you must credit me as the author. That clause is called by attribution, or BY. The next one, whatever you do with my creation, if you make derivative works of it, you must release it under the same license that I did. That clause is called share alike, or SA. The next one, whatever you do with my creation, you can only do it for non-commercial purposes. And this one is a fairly big minefield, actually, so be careful with it. That clause is called non-commercial, or NC. And then finally, whatever you do with my creation, you are not permitted to make derivative works of it. That clause is called no derivatives, or ND. Now, these license clauses are usable in combination with each other, except ND for no derivatives and SA for share alike, which are mutually exclusive. So, if I created a piece of audio and wanted to release it so that I was credited for its use, and any changes of the work were published under the same license, I would choose the Creative Commons by Attribution Share Alike License, or CC-BY-SA. With that, you're permitted to create derivative works, and you're permitted to use the material or any derivative of that material for commercial gain. This podcast that you're listening to right now is released under Creative Commons by Attribution Share Alike. Although, as I say this, I realise that I haven't published it as such, so actually it's under full copyright, but, you know, verbal contract and all that. Now, I can change the licence as I see fit, but only to be less restrictive than it already is. It's also irrevocable, so once something has been released as Creative Commons, it can't be unreleased as Creative Commons. There is a fantastic article on Wikipedia on the Creative Commons license, which I will put a link to in the show notes over at thelovebug.org/commons, and it details all the various different clauses, how they merge together, and there's also like a funnel that shows you the least to the most restrictive license types. The theme music for this podcast is a track called Funky Horns by Stefan Kartenberg. Stefan has released that track as CC-BY-NC, so Creative Commons by Attribution Non-Commercial. This means that I can copy and distribute the music, which I have done so as the theme for this podcast. I can also make a derivative work of the music, which I have done in order for it to fit into the production of the show. What I must do is give attribution to Stefan Carterberg for the use of his music, which I have done in the show notes of each episode. And I cannot make commercial gain for the use of this music, which I haven't done because I do not charge or place adverts for this show. And this is where it starts to get a little bit hazy. I have, on the bottom corner of my website, a Buy Me a Coffee link. Now, does that classify as commercial gain? Well, in my opinion, no, it doesn't, because I'm not charging for the material I produce. It's not conditional on payment. So, from my perspective, there's no commercial intent. Also, I'm releasing this show as Creative Commons by Attribution Share Alike, but Stefan's music is Creative Commons by Attribution Non-Commercial, which is a more restrictive license. But does that mean that my show should also be Creative Commons by Attribution Non-Commercial? Again, in my opinion, no. There's nothing to suggest that a creative work can't be covered by multiple licenses. I have clearly stated, both on this particular episode and also in the show notes, that Stefan's music is non-commercial. So whomever picks up this material to reuse should also consider that. Also, there's no share-alike clause on Stefan's work, so I'm not obliged to release my derived work under the same license. However, this is where the rules of fairness come into play. My interpretation is, anything that is mine, which for the purposes of this show is everything except the theme, is Creative Commons by Attribution Share Alike. And the theme retains its Creative Commons by Attribution Non-Commercial license. Now, I'm not a lawyer, so please do not take any of this as legal advice. Creative Commons is a wonderful mechanism, and I would strongly recommend that if you are a creative type who publishes their work, that you consider releasing your work under a Creative Commons license. You would be surprised how much more likely you are to get coverage and exposure to your work, and that could, no promises, translate to revenue as well. I hope you found this useful. As I say, go and look at the Creative Commons license link I will put in the show notes to Wikipedia, but also you can find out a lot more information about Creative Commons as an organisation over at creativecommons.org. If you haven't done so already, please do subscribe to The Big Slurp wherever you get your podcasts. If you happen to find somewhere that The Big Slurp isn't, then please do let me know. Also, let me know if you have any thoughts on what I've spoken about today. Are you an artist? Do you release your art under Creative Commons? Have you got any questions you'd like to ask me about this? Then please do drop me an email, slurp@thelovebug.org, or you can leave a comment on this episode over at thelovebug.org/commons. If you like what I'm doing, why not leave a review for The Big Slurp wherever you found this podcast? Or you can email me and just let me know you're listening. So that's it for now. Thank you very much indeed for listening. You can find all my previous episodes over at thelovebug.org/slurp. Wherever you are in the world, stay safe, support free culture. I'll be back tomorrow. Please join me if you can.